Hey there. What are you doing? I mean, I can see what you're doing, duh. You're floating in the middle of the sea, obviously. I just thought it was a little, weird. Wouldn't a human like you drown? Eventually, anyway. I know you guys really can't swim for too long, and, well, the nearest shore is pretty far away, and, you know, come to think of it, I've never seen a human with gills, so I am pretty sure you'd drown. I'm not an expert in human anatomy, but I'm pretty sure it would happen that way, and, oh, yeah, you definitely look like you're gonna drown out here to me. Oh, or die of dehydration, maybe? Or also, there's sharks. Oh, sure, yeah, I can help you. Here, cling to me. There we go. I'm a really good swimmer, so you don't have to worry. I'm a mermaid, after all. I mean, you can probably tell, seashell bra, and then the seaweed in my hair, and the tail and everything. I can swim more easily than humans can even walk. At least I think. I don't exactly walk, so I'm kind of out of my depth when talking about, you know, owning feet and walking and running, and I assume you guys do other things with them, I don't know. Oh, but speaking of depth, fun fact, from here it's about 3 kilometers to the seafloor. That's pretty deep. Oh, you don't look like you found that fact fun. In fact, you don't look like you're having fun at all. You're shivering. Are you cold? Do you have hypothermia? Is the water that cold to you? Oh, it's not that cold to me at all. Or is there another reason you're shaking? Are you scared of me? Is that why you're shaking? If you're cold, then you can cling on to me tighter because I'm warm. Well, not exactly. I am half fish, but my upper half is warm. But if you're shaking because you're scared, then, well, why would you be scared of me? Oh, you humans are always so scared of me. The sailors always have such pale faces when they see me. I just want to say hello, but they always sail away. I don't mean any harm. I'm not a siren. I can't even sing. I'm so sick and tired of it. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm not going to eat you or anything like that, so why are you all always so scared? But if you're scared of me, then I guess I can understand that you'd want to be far away from me. If you're scared of me, then I can leave you alone. I can leave you in the middle of the sea, all by yourself. Are you scared of me? Would you like that? Huh? Oh, right. Of course, there's no way you'd be afraid of little old me. I'm harmless. I saved you after all, and, well, that settles it. You're just shaking because you're a little chilly, that's all. So, like I said, just stick to me closer. It'll keep you warm. Oh, but this really is so refreshing. I've never met a human who wasn't afraid of me. I think the people around here must only know about sirens. You must be an exception, obviously. Oh, I'm so glad I saved you. Say, how did you end up in the middle of the sea all by yourself anyway? Usually you humans will have one of those, oh, you know, the things with the thing, the thing, and it floats, and it's made out of trees, I think, and a boat. That's the word. Where's yours? A mutiny? Oh, then that must be how you got that cut. Oh, it's still bleeding a little. I'd love to help, but, well, there's not much I can do for you out here. I'll have to get you to land as soon as possible. The blood might attract predators. I mean, it attracted me. But don't worry, I'm a fast swimmer. Good thing for you. That I'm not a predator. I mean, I can smell blood, and it does attract me to things, but that doesn't make me a predator, no sir. Oh, but you poor thing. I can't believe they threw you overboard like that. That was so cruel of them. But, you know, I know how cruel humans can be. They don't even want to get close to me. Not like you, of course. You're clinging to me so tightly. Oh, I love it. No one has ever clung to me like this before. Not any human. Not any limpets. Not even any other mermaids. We aren't very social creatures, to be completely honest, but, oh, this is really just so lovely. I've never felt so needed like this before. I just can't begin to explain how good this feels. Oh, you need me. You need me so badly. You're stranded in the middle of the sea. You can't swim very well, especially not with that cut, which is going to attract sharks and who knows what else. Oh, and it could be infected for all we know. You're lucky I have a bit of medical knowledge. You need me for that too. And even if you could swim and you have the energy and all that, you're completely lost, aren't you? But I know where to go. Lucky you. You can rely on me. All you need to do is rely on me. Oh, you know, I honestly think I love this feeling of being relied on. I know I've only experienced it for like the past 5 minutes, but I think I want to feel like this all the time. So you know what? I think I will. Yep, I think I'll keep you. Oh, that's right. I'm going to keep you. Sorry. I know I'm moving kind of fast, but I mean, I haven't even told you my name yet. And I don't even know yours. But that's okay. What's important is that you're mine. As long as you're mine, I'll take care of you. I'll get you out of the water. I'll get you onto this little island nearby. Well, to be honest, it's so small, I'm not sure if it even qualifies as an island. But it'll be better for you there. Definitely better than floating in the ocean waiting for a shark to come eat you. Oh, there isn't enough food there to support you, but, well, that's okay. I'll hunt for you. I'll bring you all your food. That way you can rely on me and need me even more. Oh, that'll be even better. Oh, you'll have to see me every day if you want your food. You'll never be able to go without me. Oh, I love it. I love just thinking about it. You're truly mine. But that's okay. Oh, don't look so worried. I think you'll enjoy being mine. I'll be taking care of you after all. And since you're mine, oh, maybe I should give you a name. Oh, wouldn't that just be the cutest thing ever? Oh, we can think of one together. How about, Foot. I'm sorry, it's the only thing I know about humans. What's with that look? You're looking at me like I'm a monster. Come on, naming you Foot isn't that bad, is it? I already told you I'm not a siren, and I'm most definitely not a monster. You don't have to look at me like that. Is it the name thing in general, not just Foot? Well, fine. You can keep your old name if you want. See how nice I am to you? I saved your life, after all. I'm like a saint, aren't I? Yeah. You can call me Saint Serena. No relation to Siren, even though it's spelled the same way. Why are you looking at me like I'm a monster? Oh, that can't be right. I saved you. I've done everything right. So I'm sure you must love me, right? You have to love me. That's how the stories go. And I've been so lonely. Sailors don't even say hello to me. They're afraid. And there aren't that many mermaids, you know. The ones I do find aren't particularly friendly either. You are the only one who's ever needed me. And I like it. And, oh, if you hate me, then... Well, you can leave me at any time, can't you? I could leave you here right now. Would you like that? Oh, but I know you don't hate me, right? If you hate me, you can leave me at any time. You could leave me any time you want. You're free to go. You're free to go and drown for all I care. I could leave you here right now. Would you like that? I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? But no, I know you don't hate me, right? Oh, I'm sure you love me because I'm the only one who can care for you. You have to love me. By process of elimination, there's no one else to love. I mean, who would you love? The sharks? The sharks that want to eat you? The seaweed that tangles around your feet? Or maybe the salt water that you can't even drink? Do you love them more than me? No, of course you don't. So tell me, do you hate me? Or do you love me? Think carefully about your options. Oh, that's right. Of course you love me. You couldn't even think of hating me. I haven't done anything wrong after all. Quite the contrary. If anything, I've done everything right. I'm taking you to safety. I'm going to tend to your wounds. I'm going to feed you. And I'll even give you lots and lots of love. You're pretty lucky, actually. Not everyone can be fortunate enough to be loved. I, of all people, should know that. You know me, big scary monster. Not that I'm a monster, but you know what I mean. People have misconceptions. But it's fine. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. Thanks to me, all your worries will go away. Our future together will be complete. Ugh. You know, the island I'm taking you to doesn't even have a name. I mean, well, why would it? It's basically just a rock. But maybe we should give it a name to celebrate our romance. We could call it Love Island, or Heart Island, or Destiny Island, or something like that. Oh, I'm actually pretty embarrassed thinking about giving it sappy names like that, but oh, I just love you that much. I know I've only had you for 5 minutes, but I just love you that much. So I want to commemorate our love, even if it's sappy. Oh, I just love you so. I love thinking about our future together. All the food I'll feed you. Oh, I wonder what you like to eat. Do you like crabs? Do you like tuna? How do you feel about eels or seaweed? I can get you whatever you want, just not grain. Anything, sweetheart. The whole sea is your smorgasbord. All just to make you happy to be mine. You know, I've never had to feed anyone else before. No one would care if I didn't hunt for them. But now, oh, well, you'll starve without me now. That makes me very happy. It makes me feel like I have a place in life. That's what you've given me. So thank you. Thank you for loving me. Oh, and you do love me, right? Of course I know you love me. You're clinging to me like I'm your only hope in the world, but I'm sure it's unrelated. I guess I really am your only hope in the world, aren't I? After all, your very life depends on me. Oh, but still, it's lovely. You're lovely. You know, I can't remember the last time I ever touched someone. When was it? Who was it? It must have been my mother long ago, I think. Oh, but now I finally have you. I have you all to myself. And even when we get to the island, I'll still be able to enjoy you clinging to me. We can still hug later, even after we get to the island, right? I'm saving you from drowning out here. I'm saving you from all the sharks and other predators that are probably tracking the scent of your delicious blood right now. I'm saving you from exhausting yourself out here in the water to the point that you wouldn't even be able to put a fight up against the most pathetic predator. I mean, you can't even fight off me. Not that you need to, but if you tried, you couldn't. So the least you can do is be a good little human and hug me. Don't you think? Oh, of course. Of course you'll be hugging me. You love me after all. Because you're mine. Because you're mine. And don't you forget it.